This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Based on what you know, how optimistic are you about making a significant addition to the roster before open today?
I think there's a lot of things going on right now that, is out of our control. I think we have done a good job, you know, presenting our program and taking a step forward. But then after that, you know, it takes two to tango, right? So we'll see what happens in the upcoming days, upcoming weeks. But I think we've been very aggressive, in certain situations. And I won't be surprised if we add something else.
I would be. At this point, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
And I'm the biggest sucker there is when it comes to the Red Sox. Like, I expected them to do all kinds of stuff this offseason, Keith. At this point, I would be very surprised if they added Bregman, Arenado, names like this that you keep seeing them linked to that I honestly just get annoyed at every time I see them linked to it.
No, here we are.
I'm like, guys, February. It's February.
No.
Cora's on the picnic tables. Breslow's on the picnic
pitchers
tables.
Pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bradfoe's going to be down there.
For God's sake.
We'll talk to him on Thursday.
Morning show's going down next week, or was it 2 weeks maybe?
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, they are going to be down there as well. Greg will be down there, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you still haven't signed anybody.
No.
So, yeah, I would be surprised, Alex Cora. And it's hour number two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to our Rodgers conversation, but some of this Red Sox stuff is breaking. As it were. Let me play a couple of Craig Breslow clips quickly.
All right.
And then let's get into what I think the divide is within the organization. And it's been reported on previously. You even asked Craig Breslow directly about that divide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had Breslow on months ago.
You think he'll be back?
I don't think he really knew what he was getting into that day.
No.
And so, no, I probably not. But he's welcome anytime.
Anytime.
I don't think he enjoyed it very much. But we asked directly about like the rift in the organization. And I think you're seeing some of that play out. But Breslow has asked a couple of questions quickly here, Nick. One of them was about whether or not the Red Sox are a playoff team as currently constituted, correct? Let's hear that.
As currently constructed, do you think this is a playoff team right now?
I do. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like,
really?
Yes,
do you?
This team.
Yeah.
Really?
I just keep going back at him until he changes his answer.
This team. No.
Are
I said.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
No.
I'm talking about this team.
No. The 2025 Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Playoffs.
Sure. Yeah.
Talking about the playoffs.
Right. Did they expand the playoffs? I didn't realize they added more teams.
Let me check my baseball rules here.
Yes. You do.
Yes.
You do.
Yeah.
I said. Yeah, he was pretty clear with that.
What a question. Who was that?
Was that Duke?
Was it?
I think it was.
You sure about that?
Is that Duke Castiglione?
Whoever it was. What a question. Early nominee for question of the year.
Yeah. Well, I think he was caught off guard by how quick the answer was. But then he's like, you do feel
Hang
that
on.
Way?
That's good
stuff.
That's an interview tactic I need to incorporate more.
Do that.
Yes.
With Curran today at 12. Ask him something and be like, do you?
No, really?
He's like, oh, actually, now that you ask it twice.
You think that.
No, they're not a playoff team. Never mind. You got me.
That was much funnier than I expected.
So he's got him in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, good. And so already it's like, well, if you have him as a playoff team,
yep.
And you haven't done anything for months and months and months, Breslow, no. In his mind, is probably done.
Yep.
But that's me projecting.
He made a big trade, though.
Yes. Well, one. He made a trade. He was also asked about Alex Bregman, who's a free agent.
Yes.
Anybody in the league could sign him. They could have signed him for months and months and months.
A Bregman.
What was his answer there?
Have you had recent conversations with Alex Bregman or his representatives?
I'm not able to comment on free agents.
Let me stop.
You sure
there.
About that?
Yeah. He should have followed up with that. Yeah. That's a better follow-up.
That was where
than
you
the
use
first
it.
Question.
Yeah, that's where you use it.
If you can't talk about free agents, who can you talk about? I'm pretty sure the rule is, now I'm not a chief baseball officer, so forgive my ignorance on this. You can't talk about guys on other teams. That's technically tampering. Guys that are out there as free agent, why can't you talk about free agents?
You can.
Now, it doesn't really help you to be like, we offered them this exact blah, 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 blah. But to say we can't talk about a player is very odd to me. Because you,
no,
you can talk about
you're
a player.
You're absolutely allowed to talk about players
agent?
That are not under contract.
He's
with
not
other
on
teams.
A team. Yeah. So who can you talk about?
Okay. So
I don't know if he got the question or something. That was odd.
So the Red Sox are continuously linked to Bregman and or Arenado, who he couldn't talk about. He's under contract
so
with the Cardinals.
So that I would understand.
But
we can't talk about free agents.
Buster only had an item yesterday or the day prior where it's down to three teams. Astros sound like they're out. It's either the Red Sox, Cubs, or Tigers. You know, the Red Sox signing him, they're kind of waiting the market out. The Cubs would do it on a really short-term Cody Bellinger-style deal.
Yeah, he wants a longer-term deal. It doesn't seem like these teams want to give him that.
And the Tigers only said that would kind of be them announcing their presence that they're going to try to enact on this two-year window while they have Skubal. Jeff Passan had a few items today where basically it was, well, Cora's very interested in Alex Bregman. Breslow and the Red Sox are kind of waiting out the Arenado market, but the Cardinals aren't eating enough money. Like, it's things we've heard before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Cora likes Bregman from his time in Houston, and the Red Sox are kind of playing these two off one another, and they're waiting for St. Louis and Chaim Bloom to bend the knee and eat more money, which is frustrating by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the divide in the organization? And Pete Abraham, we never talked about this on the air. We had this in our notes, and we're thinking about talking it. This is from a few weeks ago. Peter Abraham in the Boston Globe says that Breslow is content to leave it up to the club's top prospects to pick up the offensive slack on this year's team. This year's playoff team?
This year's playoff squad,
he's happy to play the kids. Quote, agents representing prominent free agents have been hearing the same thing from Breslow this offseason. He believes their prospects are going to be stars, Pete Abraham wrote. The Red Sox are banking on Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer to have a major impact this season. And aren't willing to go beyond short-term team-friendly deals for free agent hitters. Bregman, I know Arenado's not a free agent, but that's another name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Apparently, Boston's brass is split on how to proceed. Quote, agents have come away believing that manager Alex Cora and president Sam Kennedy want to add a middle-of-the-order hitter, but Breslow, John Henry, and Tom Werner have been more cautious. So there's this divide within the organization where Cora obviously wants it to win games, and he has a connection to Bregman. Kennedy may want it for
bobbleheads.
Probably, yeah, like the marketability of it.
No, seriously, I mean like jerseys and all that kind of stuff.
Getting asses in the seats. Honestly, he's probably annoyed about getting asked all these questions about not signing anybody.
True.
It'd make his job easier when he jumps on with Greg.
Yep.
I'm not surprised Henry doesn't want to spend money, and Breslow wants the kids there. So there's disagreement within the Red Sox and dysfunction within the Red Sox, which is just so Red Sox.
Classic Red Sox. But it's also the situation they've all been put in because Craig Breslow didn't pick Cora, and Cora wasn't hired by Breslow. So any sport, we talk about that. That's a weird setup. So those guys don't have to agree on every single item, every single player. They don't have to be in lockstep. You want some disagreement. But we don't even know if they like their overall outlook is the same. And in this one case, it seems like if Breslow is being backed by John Henry, who do you think is going to win this one?
Thank you. I mean, 100%.
Yeah, like that one's pretty easy.
Also, what's frustrating about Breslow and his stance on these kids, you think Roman Anthony breaks camp with the big club?
I don't. I wish he would, but I don't.
Christian Campbell breaks camp with the big club?
I wish he would, but
me either.
No.
So these guys you think are going to be stars that you're planning on the team excelling and being a playoff team because of them, they're not going to be up till
May.
But
I do understand.
If I had to wager, they're not going to be up till May, which is also annoying.
But would you give Alex Bregman 6 years? I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I would. You're the Red Sox.
If yeah, but I want Christian Campbell to play.
First of all, I don't think that's what it takes.
Okay.
But if you're saying the difference is somebody else is offering him 5 years and you got to give him a 6 year to get him, yes.
But then, I mean, or is he going to play second base for the next 6 years?
I would play him at third base. Like, that's
a
whole other discussion. I would put him at third and move Devers.
Devers is going to bring his glove.
It sounds like they would do for Arenado, but not for Bregman. Which is all so weird.
I think the Arenado thing, like, no thanks. So Arenado is on the downside of his career. He's one of the greatest third basemen legitimately in the history of baseball, but he's not anymore. And so you put him at third in his decline. You then put Devers, at DH, I guess. You still don't have a second baseman unless you're ready to start Christian Campbell, which you and I agree they probably won't do right away. And then what do you have that for? Another couple years, I guess, and then you're going to be looking for another third. Like, I'd rather just have – I don't mind the idea of starting the young guys, but that was also why I think you need to be a little bit more aggressive.
If you think they're going to be stars
– put them in there.
I don't mind it either, but I have them up there day one.
Yeah.
I don't play the contractual game where I worry about their term because, again, you're the Red Sox, and I'm not worried about 7 years from now. If you really believe in them and they're ready, well, then bring them up here and they're part of the team and play them day one.
Right.
But the Red Sox aren't going to do that. They're playing, they're jumping through these financial loopholes because you're right. It's Breslow and Henry on one side. And that's the side that's going to win. So when Cora says, yeah, I think we might still sign somebody, I don't think that. And I think Cora's going to lose out.
So right now at second base, you have Sadon Rafaela can play there.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn Grissom, David Hamilton.
Yeah, don't forget about Vaughn Grissom. Yeah,
I forgot about him. I long forgot about it. So I guess Sadon Rafaela. Maybe start him there at second.
I like him better in the outfield.
Because Trevor Story will play short for 13 games, will get hurt, and then they'll have to move Rafael over to the short.
Yeah,
and then he'll ping pong back and forth between center and short again until they eventually call up Roman Anthony.
So it's interesting. Cora's probably going to lose out, which begs the question why Cora even came back.
Yeah.
Probably because
money.
He likes Boston.
He got a lot of money.
He got paid. And so he probably wasn't going to get any of these jobs people kept saying he was going to get because none of them opened when it came to managing the Dodgers or anywhere else. Cora also was asked more about Bregman and Arenado. Here's what he had to say.
Basically, the fans get big fish are, you know, Bregman and Arenado still out there.
Arenado's not out there.
Well, theoretically.
But he's not.
MLB trade rumors.
I cannot talk about players in the other teams.
So just in terms of, you know, those guys have played third base for a long time. You've been asked about Raffy. You said the first conversation about moving him would happen with him. Have you broached that topic with him yet?
We had conversations about where he's at right now. He was here until Friday, and you know he knows where what's going on. You know, we've been talking about everything from what we're trying to accomplish roster-wise to what we need to accomplish for him. And I think right now the main thing, you know, is not positions or additions or whatever. Is for him to have a healthy camp. You know, he had a good offseason as far as the shoulders. He's in a good spot. He's been here for 3 weeks. He went home, of course, to be with his family, which I don't, you know, I love it. You know, I really love the fact that he disconnected himself from this and went home to enjoy them. And he'll be back. But I think, you know, the conversation with him is more about himself right now.
Is it a real possibility you move him off third?
Right now, he's a third baseman. You know, he's a third baseman for the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, so that's actually kind of an ominous answer right now.
Yeah.
He's the third baseman.
So he's leaving the door open. Maybe that's just wishful thinking on his part.
But listening to that whole answer, I think Cora knows that they're not making any other moves, and Devers is going to be the third baseman, so that's why he's talking
about it. Or, I guess, spin on this, was he so like, hey, we can't talk about Arenado, he's not out there. Like, he kind of laid that on kind of thick, being like, we can't talk about him, he's not out there, and they're like, well, he's kind of rumored to be out there. Like, theoretically, he's out there. He's like, no, he's not. Because he doesn't want to get in any kind of trouble if they do sign him or trade for him.
I want them to sign Bregman, so I'm not going to kick rocks about it.
Yeah.
But I would be annoyed if they signed Bregman and put him at second base to keep Devers at third.
Yeah, that is strange.
It would be so odd. And, again, so Red Sox.
Because, like, if you're going to improve the defense, like, improve the defense. Like, go all in on it. Like, get a bunch of good gloves in there and then help out the pitchers the best you can and do it that way.
617-779-7937. What were you telling me Cora also said about Crochet?
Oh, that he's like Chris Sale but stronger. I was like... All right. I mean, Chris Sale was like 150 pounds.
The first part is very important and very significant. Sale was good for a while. Then he started breaking down. He had a pretty decent year last year in Atlanta and broke down again.
He did win the Cy Young.
No, it's a decent year.
Yeah.
And so, but the idea that he's stronger than Chris Sale, I would
hope. He said he looks like Chris Sale, but stronger.
Okay.
It is. There are a lot of comparisons.
Yeah.
I mean, big old lefty from the Chicago White Sox, you get him before they make any money, and then you have to decide whether or not you give him money or not. Like, very, very similar.
But stronger.
Well, yeah.
So you could jump in with
real thin Chris Sale was.
Jump in with all your Red Sox thoughts. Again, it's 617-779-7937.
What do you think ultimately happens with Bregman? What's your guess?
He signs not here, so I guess.
But like, doesn't sign until like St. Patrick's Day.
Correct. Yeah, he signs like next month, and I don't know. Maybe it's with the Cubs. Like, the Cubs have a track record of waiting out the market and getting guys to sign on a short term deal like Bellinger. So maybe the Cubs. If I had to pick, I personally don't rule out the Astros, but only seem to rule them out the other day. So I could still see him going back there. And they've been talking about moving Altuve to the outfield. But yeah, I think it's going to take a while for sure. I don't know.
Altuve to the outfield.
That's what they've been talking about in Houston.
You know who won't rob any home runs is Jose Altuve. Imagine him by the fence.
Yeah, well, those Crawford boxes, I don't think you're not pulling it out of the outfield.
Well,
over
that's
there.
True.
Anyway,
you put them in left
field. That's way up there. Yeah,
some
yeah.
guy's good.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson good.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw him run up the Green Monster one time. Rob a Mike Greenwell home run.
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, I think will certainly sign before you see Bregman wind up with the team. The odds are out on Rodgers. We're going to do some Rodgers talk here. We can bump that down.
Sure.
Based on the Red Sox stuff that's popping off. The favorite for Aaron Rodgers. Any guesses on
Raiders?
Who the favorite is? It is not the Raiders. That would have been my guess as well.
Oh.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
What?
Are the odds on favorite at DraftKings to land Aaron Rodgers 2-1.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Raiders are next up, 3-1.
I would like to see Aaron Rodgers and like George Pickens. Be a good combo.
The Raiders would probably very much get along. That would work out really
well.
Yeah.
Does he get Devontae Adams to go with him?
Probably.
But like Brady's gonna have a major decision with the Raiders, like who's their quarterback's gonna be, because they're drafting sixth in the draft. So
just
unlikely.
Going back to that Field Yates mock from this morning, he had Shadur going sixth to the Raiders.
Okay. So I mean maybe they get Shadur Sanders and they start over. But I wonder, like their whole thing, their offseason, by getting Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, it seems like it's less about the long haul and more about like, let's get it legitimate for a couple of years. And I wonder if that is that Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson? Is it somebody like that for a little bit and then develop a guy, maybe draft a guy in the second round and go from there?
I would expect the Raiders to do that. That's what I would expect.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Shadur drops to him, maybe they take him. So it goes Pittsburgh 2-1, Raiders 3-1, Niners plus 350, Vikings 4-1, Titans 750, Colts 850, Rams 10-1, Giants 12-1.
You think he's got anything left?
No.
Because we'll go over our...
But, like, he's going to get a job. He'll be starting for somebody next year. And if you missed the news yesterday, it was reported that the Jets aren't going to bring Aaron Rodgers back, which I think we all expected.
What's crazy, and maybe you know this answer, but I would have just assumed he had a horrible, horrible season because the expectations were so high. The team was so bad. They only won 5 games.
You mean statistically?
Yeah, do you know how many touchdowns he had?
No.
Passes. Just guess how many touchdown passes he had.
20.
28.
All of them were at the end of the year to Devontae Adams.
Okay. You had 28 touchdown passes.
How many picks?
11.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's not.
I think that's what Josh Allen did. Like, seriously.
Really not that
feels
bad.
Like a career high for
but
Aaron Rodgers.
We watched
11?
Him.
No, you know what? He actually had 12 picks his last year in Green Bay.
But we watched him, and he wasn't good.
No, he sucked.
But
at the end of the year, you're like, oh.
Okay, but what, yeah, but so.
It's misleading. I understand.
And maybe it's a lot of garbage time. They were down in a lot of these games. Maybe he threw a bunch of garbage time touchdowns. You're right. Him and Adams started piling up numbers at the end of the year, Nick. So maybe it's that. But, like, he's absolutely going to play somewhere next year. I don't think he has anything left in the tank. But those numbers surprised me.
I wouldn't take him. I was wrong. I took the cheese more than anybody. I thought the Jets were going to be awesome last year. So I wouldn't take Rodgers. I wouldn't take Cousins. I think you saw that he was washed, too.
Who would you rather have, though?
Wilson.
I think I'd rather have Cousins.
Out of the three of them, or just Cousins and Rodgers?
I'm sorry, I was only thinking Cousins and Rodgers. I think I'd still answer Cousins. And I don't feel great about any of those three, but I think my pick would be Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he's relatively cheap, right, like at that point, but you'd better have somebody else that you think is going to finish the season for you.
Yeah, I just hope a full, and you could say the same thing with Rodgers, who's coming off an Achilles injury too. I just hope a full offseason for Cousins. He looks different than he looked this year, because this year he couldn't move.
His text, Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf to the Raiders. With Pete, why not?
Makes sense.
Bring them all in.
Run it back. Uh-huh. So what does that mean for the Patriots in the division? Where does Drake May slot into quarterbacks in the division? What do the Jets do in the AFC East? And where does Aaron Rodgers wind up? You can mix that in with all your Red Sox phone calls. 617-779-7937. Aaron Rodgers played in the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl in the last 2 decades. Let's go back for Tier Tuesday, and we will tier off the top Super Bowl quarterbacks. Since Tom Brady won a Super Bowl in 2001, entered the league in 2000, who are the top Super Bowl quarterbacks? We'll tier them off right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. It's back-to-back wins for the Celtics after last night's 103-85 victory over the Heat in Miami. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 33 points, and Al Horford added in a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Up next, the Seas will host the Spurs tomorrow night. Red Sox pitchers and catchers will officially report to Fort Myers tomorrow. Several players, including Rafael Devers, Masataka Yoshida, Brian Bayo, and Garrett Crochet, arrived last week to begin workouts, according to John Heyman. Former Red Sox closer Kenley Jensen has signed a 1-year deal with the Los Angeles Angels worth $10 million. BU got the 4-1 upset win over number one ranked BC in the Beanpot Championship last night. This is Boston University's 32nd Beanpot title. And tonight on WEEI AM 850, UConn takes on number 24 ranked Creighton. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 8:45. Treat your Valentine at the 99 restaurants February 14th through 16th and enjoy delicious menu specials like the juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak, lobster top haddock, or creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now in WEEI.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
EEI.com.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe. We're going to tier off Super Bowl quarterbacks since Brady entered the league in 2001. What do we have for tiers today,
Yeah,
Keith?
So what is that, 24 different Super Bowls, I believe? So
yes.
Since the 01 season, the 02 Super Bowl,
yeah,
all the way through Sunday.
Since Brady participated in the Super Bowl. I guess he
That's
technically
right.
entered the league the
That's
year prior.
That's right. So starting with Brady v. Kurt Warner, all of the Super Bowl quarterbacks, the starting quarterbacks, win or loss. So we're going to go with GOAT. Top tier.
Let's go!
I think that one's self-evident.
Yeah, that might be somewhat obvious, so that's why the second tier down is could have been GOAT.
Just a bit outside.
So this is the argument you could make for if it wasn't for that damn Tom Brady, they could have been GOAT.
Yep.
Frisky tier. The quarterback was Frisky.
Like that.
Then below Frisky is meh.
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 As Jermaine Wiggins would say, meh.
Yeah.
And then finally, the bottom tier for the Super Bowl participant quarterbacks, Mayo Groan.
Ew.
We're bringing back the Mayo Groan today.
It's good that we just like, we still.
It's football.
We just keep him around, you know? Yeah, I mean, yeah. What else is Mayo doing? We might as well. He shows up once a week for the Mayo Groan.
He's back.
That's Andy.
How's he doing?
I
haven't heard from him in a while.
All right, so where are we starting, Billy?
All right, Lanny.
Tom Brady.
All right, that's the GOAT.
The GOAT!
I don't think we need to spend much time on him.
And after Sunday, for sure, the confirmed GOAT. The lone GOAT.
Yeah.
The lone GOAT.
I mean, for now.
Not to tease the entire or to spoil the whole list.
Well, there only is one GOAT, but for now, the GOAT. Yeah, I mean, I guess technically in 10 years, he could bump down a tier. Yep. But right now, all alone, number one with a bullet, Brady.
Kurt Warner.
I think could have been GOAT. I'm a big Kurt Warner fan. He was a league MVP. He was a Super Bowl MVP. He was in the Super Bowl three times. Now, it doesn't have a win. He's 1-2 in Super Bowls, but appearances with two different teams. Obviously, a wild start to his career and to even get to where he was. But that Greatest Show on Turf offense was incredible, making the Patriots Super Bowl win all that better.
But could have been GOAT implies.
Yeah.
He has a real argument to be number one.
Yeah.
You think Kurt Warner has a real argument to be number one?
If he beat Tom Brady, again, if Tom Brady wasn't standing in the way in Super Bowl 36, that's two wins in 3 years for Kurt Warner.
Yeah, the Rams are maybe not quite a dynasty, but they're, you know.
Who knows what happens? Maybe they win that one. Maybe they find a way to win another one.
I want to lean.
You want to go Frisky?
Well, he would be the very tippity top of Frisky.
I mean, that is ultra Frisky.
Yeah.
Maybe the Friskiest.
Let's go. We just started, so let's go with could have been GOAT. Let's go with could have been GOAT.
Yeah,
let's do it.
I'm a big Kurt Warner fan.
But he's going to be the bottom of that tier.
Well, that's not how we do it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You're in the tier, you're in the tier.
He's at the bottom of the tier.
That doesn't really.
Who's next?
It's horizontal tiers.
Brad Johnson.
That's a Mayo
Could have been GOAT.
No. that's a Mayo Groan for sure.
Yeah, Brad Johnson. That's talking about winning on defense.
Rich Gannon.
All right. Rich Gannon's an interesting case. He was also a league MVP at one point.
Yep.
Tom Brady and Wiggy specifically.
Yeah.
Messed him up though. Like if he wins the snowball game, who knows how they do? Do they beat Pittsburgh? What?
What do you want? Could have been GOAT over there again? Are you trying to do that
I'm
again?
Just talking up Rich Gannon.
Yeah, you really are.
Is he Frisky or Mia?
Right. So
no, I know he's not either of the top two, but he's definitely at the bottom.
My initial instinct was meh, but now
MVP?
A league MVP probably has to be at least Frisky.
I think that's pretty Frisky.
Let's pop him in Frisky too.
Rich Gannon.
Because there's another one I'm thinking of.
Respect to Rich Gannon.
There's another one that jumps out that we probably want to put in a similar
All
place.
Right.
But
well,
okay.
Not there yet.
Who's the next guy?
Jake Delhomme.
Okay, now I
don't want to disrespect anybody, but that's got to be a Mayo grown.
Well,
dude, Jake Delhomme.
Well, just real quick.
Go, yeah, please.
Better than Brad Johnson?
No.
Okay, well, then he's a Mayo grown. I like him better than Brad Johnson, but.
One time Pro Bowler.
That's a top of the Mayo grown, though. If we're really breaking down within the tier, he's top of the Mayo grown. He's better than Brad Johnson. So, he's better than some other names we're going to get to, but Mayo grown.
He made the Pro Bowl once, and in that year, he threw 16 picks.
He was a bit of a gunslinger without a strong arm. He was a weak arm gunslinger. I liked him.
Yeah, he's Mayo grown.
Mayo grown, that's fine.
Donovan McNabb.
This is a meh. This is like the face of meh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meh.
So he's like the thumbnail for
yes. Meh. Did he ever? He never won an MVP, did he?
Donovan McNabb?
Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
so like
God,
he's meh.
No.
So
he made a lot of NFC Championship games.
But this is a good example.
Madden cover.
This is a good example of
Madden cover.
Rich Gannon.
You didn't think of that.
No, but this is a good example of Rich Gannon needs to be Frisky. And Donovan McNabb needs to be meh. He's a multi-time Pro Bowler, but never an MVP.
Six Pro Bowls.
Didn't win. So that's meh. That's a meh quarterback.
Yeah, I would say meh. I think that's a good example of Andy Reid getting a lot out of a guy.
Just going to say the same thing. Reid made a Super Bowl with a meh quarterback.
He did.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger.
So I do not think he could have been GOAT. I think he might be he had a better career than Rich Gannon.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
this is
where it gets problematic. So Roethlisberger and Rich Gannon are going to be, they're the same tier of quarterback?
You think Roethlisberger and Kurt Warner are?
I would take Warner over Roethlisberger.
Okay.
Up until Sunday, didn't Roethlisberger have the worst Super Bowl performance of all time?
And they won Seattle? That game. Yeah. Antoine Randle-El threw the touchdown for the Steelers. He didn't even throw the touchdown. He was so bad. But he got back there and made some big throws.
Roethlisberger Frisky.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think he's like incredible. Because you think about it, he played at a time with Brady and Manning, obviously. So he was never even a top two quarterback. And then there were other times where like.
He made three Super Bowls.
Yeah, I know.
He won two. He made three. Same amount as Warner. He won two of them. Warner won one.
Not a league MVP, though.
No, I do think that factors in here. So let's put him in that middle
you
tier.
You want to put him in the middle tier for now?
People,
that might be controversial.
I was going to say, putting Roethlisberger in the Frisky tier is just controversial in and of itself based on his track record.
We don't shy away from controversy.
But,
in the
okay,
tiers.
Frisky, let's go. Who's next?
Yeah. Matt Hasselbeck.
Is he meh or grown? I think he's probably meh.
I think, that's kind of complimentary of Matt Hasselbeck. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. And 85-75 in his career, never threw 30 touchdowns in a season.
You want to put him on the ground?
Threw a pile of picks. I mean, he's not bad, but I mean.
Three Pro Bowls is going to be a differentiator between the Delhommes and Brad Johnsons of the world. I think that gets you to meh.
I'll go meh.
You're at least a meh.
He's a local guy, so he gets a little tiebreaker there.
Peyton Manning.
So that could have been GOAT.
Yep.
Just a bit outside.
I mean, we both have him fourth all time, below Montana, below Mahomes, below Brady.
Well,
but things go differently, and he had a head-to-head. He had a head-to-head playoff winning record against Brady.
Yeah, so, by the end, if he had gotten those wins early, the whole story might be different. And one of the great what ifs, like if Brady never emerges, or if Bledsoe never gets hurt, or however you want to spin the what if, how many more wins a lot of these guys had? We just gave Kurt Warner another Super Bowl. How many would Peyton Manning have had? Two, three?
Yeah,
at least shots at it. Knowing him, maybe he would have lost.
Now, if we're gonna knock Roethlisberger for having a terrible performance in the Super Bowl, I mean Mayo, we got to bring that up with Manning.
Manning was awful, yeah.
Manning could have been GOAT. I think that's fair.
Rex Grossman,
that's right, grown.
That's the face of
it. You see what I mean though? Like that's a Mayo grown. I feel like even Delhomme was a cut better than him, but fine, we'll put Delhomme on Mayo.
But see,
grown.
Why I like this exercise is these are the last 24 Super Bowl participants, and going into the season, if quarterback X is your guy, you're like, what chance do we have of making the Super Bowl? And so there was a year where Rex Grossman, Jake Delhomme, and Brad Johnson were the team's quarterbacks. And you're like, do you think we're going to make the Super Bowl? Now, in the case of the Bucs, their defense was insane.
No,
so
point.
Maybe. But like there are more than one way to get there.
That Bears defense was great, too.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So, okay.
Carolina had Wiggy.
Right. So. And Steve Smith, who hated Wiggy. Yeah. Okay, let's put Grossman there. Next up.
Eli Manning.
I know you want to put him on Mayo grown.
Yeah.
No, he has to at least be frisky.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's not as good as Roethlisberger or Gannon.
Okay, but he's better than McNabb.
He only won playoff games the 2 years they won.
But he's better than McNabb and Hasselbeck.
Well, okay, in your sense, he can be the top of the tier then if you want.
No, no, he'd be the bottom of the frisky tier.
No, he'd be the top of the meh. He's not that good.
Is Billy, he better than McNabb?
Billy Brake, yes. Billy Brake, hold on.
I'm confused. No. We got tiers within tiers here.
So
tiers,
is he meh or is he
Jones
frisky?
Actually wants to do power rankings. He doesn't right, even want to do tiers.
Right, it's power rankings within tiers, yeah. And it's confusing the hell out of me.
I think he's meh.
I'll give him meh.
Yeah.
I think he's frisky.
Meh.
Well, Billy broke the tie.
I don't like this tie. So a two-time Super Bowl winner is meh.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't like that one. Okay, keep going.
I mean, is David Tyree the best receiver you've ever seen?
No, but he also didn't win two. He won one. Who else do we have?
Drew
really
Brees.
One hour on a high note.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Drew Brees.
Where do you have Brees?
Frisky?
Yeah, okay, I agree with that. I was ready for another meh. You hate Brees.
But I do hate Brees.
I'll go Frisky.
No, he's overrated in the public sphere. But
Brees or Roethlisberger?
Oh.
That's a tough one.
Roethlisberger.
I would probably go Roethlisberger as well, but that is a tough one. But okay.
No, he's frisky.
Frisky.
He's frisky enough.
All right, good.
Aaron Rodgers.
So,
meh.
I'd go could have been goat.
Meh. No, if Warner is could have been goat, which I think
Aaron
is controversial.
Rodgers is nasty. Yeah. He just, I mean,
Rodgers is a top 10 all-time quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, say what you want about him. He's outside the top five, but he's somewhere in that next group of five, so could have been good.
How many MVPs has he won? It's insane.
How many playoff wins does he have?
Rodgers or Warner?
How many playoff wins does Aaron Rodgers have?
Rodgers or Warner?
Can't be. I don't think it's a lot.
Rodgers.
I also would go Rodgers.
I bet. All right, I'll tell you how many playoff wins he has. 11.
Okay.
Honestly, more than I would have guessed.
He's 11-10. I mean, not great, but it's a winning record in the playoffs.
Who's next?
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where's our elite
category? If we're putting Eli meh, then that's the right spot for Flacco. I would argue frisky for both of them, but if we're putting them.
Thinking Colts Flacco. He's frisky.
Yeah. I do like. Well, that's true. I love late career Joe Flacco. Yeah. That is true.
That's that.
Okay, Flacco meh. That's fine. Next.
Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, can't be higher than meh.
No.
Is he grown?
Sheesh. Not to get political here, but.
Yeah, let's put him.
I mean, he didn't play long.
Let's put
enough.
Him in meh, just to not open up that hornet's nest.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put him there.
He didn't play very long, and he was a no-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, why didn't he play long, Keith?
I don't know.
They kept him out.
Something happened. So I'll put him in Mayo Grown. Oh, no, we're not doing that.
How many Pro Bowls did he make? You have it in front of you?
Zero.
He didn't make a Pro Bowl? That's not true.
I didn't. He was a zero-time Pro Bowler.
Okay, well, then that might have to be grown.
He's 4 years younger than Aaron Rodgers, so you can get him out there now, maybe.
Okay, you want to
put him in Mayo Grown.
Yeah, let's lean into it. Let's lean. He hates America.
We're going to get a lot of likes.
Hates
America.
We're
going to get a lot of likes.
Put him in Grown.
Just a full lot of honkies in here.
Okay, Grown.
Russell Wilson.
Frisky.
Has to be. Can't be, could have been goat. He's not that.
No, he's no. But
okay,
but
you know
frisky.
What?
Now these are coming together.
Now that we're talking frisky out, I'm more okay with these tiers.
Okay,
keep going.
Cam Newton.
That's meh.
That is meh. Burned
he does it
real hot.
Yeah,
burned real hot on an MVP. He was awesome, but like the totality of his career, like really good rookie year, unbelievable Super Bowl year.
Came,
decent enough.
Yeah. Came crashing down too quickly.
Yeah.
But okay. Meh is the right spot for him. Next guy.
Matt Ryan.
So that's also meh.
I agree.
But
who'd you like better, Cam or Matt Ryan? Those are back-to-back MVPs, back-to-back Super Bowls. Who'd you like better?
Whose career did I like better or whose season high did I like better?
Well, yeah. Who's not their peak? Whose career did you like
Matt
better?
Matt Ryan's.
I like Cam's better.
Okay.
But I like Cam a lot, but it was short. Yeah. It burned hot, like you said.
Yeah.
But I'll take that peak. Next
well, wait a minute. Real quick. I know we're already going long on this, but if Cam Newton and Matt Ryan are meh, should Rich Gannon go back down? If we have MVPs in meh, shouldn't Rich Gannon be in meh? Because he was an MVP, and the argument for him to be frisky was he was MVP.
That was your argument. I don't think I wanted him there.
Well, now the game.
Oh no,
has
wait, no wait. Maybe I did want him there. Yeah, you're right.
This is really
those guys. 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, that was. It was 18 quarterbacks
so
ago.
Is Gannon in a higher tier than Cam Newton and Matt Ryan?
He shouldn't be.
Yeah, no you're right. He shouldn't be.
Should we take him? We'll move him down.
Yeah.
Let's move him down.
That's now our meh criteria. At the time, when we were talking about Rich Gannon, I didn't realize we had Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger as, you know, the frisky tier. I assumed they were going to be.
Well, I mean, could have been goat is a pretty good tier.
No, it's true. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Nick Foles.
Grown?
Ew.
Mayo Grown.
Grown.
They didn't even want him as their quarterback. He was the backup to start, then they didn't keep him.
We're just haters.
Think about that.
We're probably just haters putting him there, but grown.
No, but seriously.
Yeah.
They won a Super Bowl with him, and they didn't want him.
True.
That's Mayo grown.
Okay, next.
Jared Goff.
Can he be meh?
Meh.
You want to talk him up to Mia? Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Oh,
with
I'm
the
sorry.
Lions.
Oh, okay. I was about
I would have gone grown. I don't think Goff's very good, but yeah, I'll go Mia.
You want to go grown?
That's high.
Let's go grown.
You want to go grown for Goff?
Yeah, get out of here.
Goff grown?
Yep.
All right.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's also a grown.
Yeah, no, he's a grown.
Yep.
Matthew Stafford.
No. No way.
Meh.
You're out of your mind.
I'll go meh on Stafford, and that's probably being too complimentary.
I think, let's go meh on Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with that, but that's probably too complimentary.
Joe Burrow.
I think meh. Right now, meh? Or you want to go frisky?
I want to go meh.
It's young.
You can't have Burrow above Stafford.
Why not?
Stafford has been really good and won a Super
Bowl. We have him on the same team.
Fine. Well, yeah. I was thinking.
He wants frisky.
I was kind of thinking frisky. Maybe frisky.
Hasn't done enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Jalen Hurts.
This is getting tough.
This is really difficult.
Eh?
You want to go meh?
Frisky? He deserves to be above Burrow.
Is it recency bias? We go.
But does he deserve to be above
He'll
Stafford?
He played Mahomes twice.
Is he better than
Let's go.
Newton, Ryan, Stafford, Burrow?
Recency bias, frisky.
Frisky.
I like it, frisky.
All right.
All right, finally, Brock Purdy.
I'll point out we're missing one noteworthy name, but yes.
Grown
for him. I think we skipped Mahomes. So Mahomes could have been GOAT.
Yep.
Just a bit outside.
Yep. And he's the one that can still catch the GOAT and have that category all,
right, so
all to
let's,
himself.
Let's think about this. We have five tiers for Tier Tuesday. Quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks since the 2001 Super Bowl. GOAT tier, just Tom Brady. The could have been GOAT tier, Kurt Warner, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe one too many, but that's a better tier. That's a better tier than I thought, though.
Okay, frisky. Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, maybe Hurts deserves to get dropped. Keep going.
The meh tier. Rich Gannon, Donovan McNabb, Matt Hasselbeck, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow.
We might have needed another tier break in there.
We needed another tier.
Yeah,
I think we needed one between Frisky and meh.
We needed something. I know that.
And then the Mayo grown. Brad Johnson, Jake Delhomme, Rex Grossman, Colin Kaepernick, Nick Foles, Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy.
I'm gonna close my DMs after that one, the Kaepernick one.
It's also all Niners quarterbacks. It is. It's all the Niners quarterbacks. Just a tier Niners quarterbacks.
Okay, pretty good.
That's not bad. I think maybe we could have been better served with a sixth or seventh tier, but five tiers not bad.
Yeah. Mahomes probably needs his own tier in retrospect, too, but what are you going to do about it?
I don't know what.
That's a crowded.
You do just want a power ranking.
That's a crowded.
That's what Jones wants. Jones wants a 1 through 25. That's easier for his brain.
That's actually what I wanted to do. That is exactly how I wanted to break it down. Okay, those are the tiers. We'll tweet those out shortly on a Tier Tuesday. Who are the top Super Bowl participants since Brady played in his first Super Bowl in 2001. We'll get those out on social media at Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. We also gave you some preseason predictions way back when, in the before times, before this NFL season even started. How'd we fare? We'll get to those next.
Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, Tier Tuesday, tearing off the quarterbacks in the last 24 Super Bowls since Brady first played in the Super Bowl in 2001. Very controversial.
Word to the wise, maybe more tiers next time.
We needed one extra tier.
Maybe more tiers.
In retrospect, could have used a sixth tier.
That's all right.
Those will be up shortly on social media at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can seek them out on the Audacy app as well, AUDACY. Get that on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen to Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday coming up at high noon. Stay tuned for all the latest on the Patriots this offseason, et cetera, et cetera. However, in the preseason, Keith, before the league kicked off, or maybe even the day the league kicked off, Thursday, we made all our NFL-wide predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff teams, NFL awards, Super Bowl matchup, et cetera, et cetera. We tabulated all the picks, and we really didn't come to a decisive conclusion. The only conclusion we have is that Keith lost.
Let me just say, I don't love how this was done.
Keith had 5 out of 25 predictions correct. That's 20% hit rate. As they say, no risk it, no biscuit.
That's true.
But the rest of us all had 7 out of 25, 28% hit rate.
But Billy was the guy in charge.
You don't like this?
So, no, here's my one thing.
So this is Billy.
Seven!
Billy, how do you feel about this?
I haven't even heard what I was going to say about it.
I think we all know what you're going to say.
So if you thought a team was going to make the wild card, but they actually won the division or vice versa, you got no credit for it, which is fine. I'm just pointing that out to the listener. So I may have actually predicted more playoff teams, but because I didn't have them in the right spot.
So you have alternate standings?
Yeah, that's right. I have the Jones and Keefe season predictions.
These are NHL standings. Yeah, these are pity points. These are overtime losses. You get a point.
Saying, I had a couple of teams.
Keefe wants NHL
Lions,
standings.
Ravens. I did have as playoff teams. I just thought they were going to win the wild card.
I didn't realize we were doing NHL playoff.
That's
standings.
That's all.
I had some of those too. I had Rams and Green Bay as playoff teams, but I predicted them as wild card teams.
Okay. Well,
actually, Green Bay was a wild card team.
Uh oh.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, Billy.
We may have just decided on a win.
Oh boy, Billy.
I didn't mean to indirectly criticize Billy. So anyway, we had some awards as well. So here's how I think we should decide the tiebreaker, assuming I didn't just crack the case wide open.
I think you did crack the case.
I think you might have stumbled upon it.
I think Jones won.
Nice!
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say, the tiebreaker should be is, Keith is out because he only got five right.
Son of a gun.
Both Billy, myself, and Nick all hit on one correct prediction for the postseason award.
Got it.
Nick got Saquon Barkley as Offensive Player of the Year.
Probably that.
I had Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse.
Wow.
Some would say that's a high degree of difficulty.
Not really.
And Billy Lanny got Drake May's first week as a starter.
So that was good.
I kind of think...
Billy's?
Well, assuming it's actually a tie, I think the tiebreaker should be...
I don't know.
The Drake May news. You think Saquon's the bigger hit?
Well, literally the bigger hit. It was plus 2,200.
This is a good point.
Your pick was plus 900, which is nothing to sneeze at. You'd be all thrilled to have a plus 900.
I feel like you're sneezing at it.
A little bit.
No, but plus 22.
God bless you.
Nick, definitely greater than my pick. Yeah. You think Saquon, Offensive Rookie of the Year, greater than predicting the Drake May week?
Yeah, I think so. Plus 22. I would love to have known what those odds would have been. Drake May, what week he starts, because we were all trying to figure that out.
None of us got the Super Bowl.
You said week two. Me and Nick said week five.
Yep.
And then, Billy nailed it with week six.
None of us got the Super Bowl right. Some of us had the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, both Nick and myself. Not exactly the boldest of predictions.
No, they lost.
None of us got the Super Bowl correct. I had KC over Detroit. Keith had Packers over Jets.
Just missed.
I didn't mean to snicker at that.
Well, no, that would have been a good game.
Chiefs over Packers, which again, Green Bay was a wild card team. And Billy had Ravens over Lions. Any other good predictions there? None of us hit the first coach fired. Both Nick and myself had Dennis Allen out first. He wasn't first out.
Did get fired, though.
He got fired, and the Saints have officially named a replacement. Kellen Moore officially has been named the head coach in New Orleans.
Billy picked Antonio Pierce to be the first coach fired. He wasn't the first, but he was fired.
Yep.
I picked Brian Daboll, who somehow shockingly survived.
Yeah, good pick.
Being there.
But it didn't work out.
Nope. Some of the other ones, I had Bo Nix for Rookie of the Year, which I feel good about because he was close.
You were very high on Bo Nix. That's
a
win.
Run at it. But I also had CJ Stroud MVP, and what a huge sophomore slump season for CJ Stroud.
I had Jordan Love, which kind of was a sophomore, second year as a starter.
Yeah, he got banged up too.
And that wasn't
Toyota-thon
great.
MVP,
Billy had Lamar. I mean, really, Billy should have. Billy should have won that.
Yeah, good point.
Tom Brady and Rich Keefe would agree. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's how we fared on our preseason predictions. Spoiler alert, not so hot.
Not great.
But if we tied, I think I give the edge to Billy. You wanted to give the edge to Nick?
Yep.
And we'll go back and count those hanging chads there and see the actual winner. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We have Tommy Curran joining us on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon next.